Hello?
Hello, my name is Michael, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions.
On what?
If there's some general questions, may I continue with the survey?
Go ahead.
Okay. Do you or does any member of your household work for radio, television, a newspaper, advertising agency, media organization, or political campaign?
No.
With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat?
Republican.
As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th? You are definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote,
Going to vote.
Definitely going to vote.
Yeah.
Okay, what is your age?
72.
Thank you very much. And generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track?
I think they're going in the right direction. Too many people moving here, but other than that.
Okay, from the following, which sets of issues are most important to you and your family right now? I will read some options. Number one, moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn. Two, cultural issues like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights. Three, public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration. Four, economic issues like taxes and government spending. Five, affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs. Six, constitutional issues like gun rights and the Second Amendment. And seven, political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C.
Well, all but the first one are really important to me. The first one I don't care so much about.
Okay. If you have to pick one of them?
If I had to pick one as the most important?
Yes.
Probably electing Donald Trump and getting Biden out, because that's a lot of the problems with our issues right now.
Okay. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion for each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first person is Donald Trump. Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Next person, Ron DeSantis.
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Next person, Mark Jordan.
Somewhat favorable.
Next person, Mike Levine.
No opinion, don't really know him.
Okay, and next person, Anthony Sabatini.
Don't really know him either. No
next
opinion.
Person, Nan Kopp.
Don't know that name at all, so no opinion.
Okay, next person, Addie Owens.
Again, no opinion.
And next person, Keith Farner.
Keith Farner?
Yes.
Okay, no opinion.
Next person, Harry Baker.
No opinion. Are all these people running for local or something? I've never heard of the names. I haven't really studied everybody to decide on my picks when I go to vote, but.
Yes, don't worry. Just the last person, David Jordan.
Who?
David Jordan.
David Jordan. Again, no opinion. Don't know him.
Okay, no problem. Now, if the Republican primary election for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th, were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Mike Levine, Keith Farner, Nan Kopp, Addie Owens, or you're undecided?
I'm undecided at this point.
Okay. if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards?
Again, I can't say because I haven't really studied them enough, I guess, at this point.
Not a problem. Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Gotten worse. I mean, all the prices on everything are up, groceries, gasoline, insurance especially.
Okay. Generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion? Number one, bipartisanship is a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, there is less gridlock and more gets done for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government. Or two, bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless war overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need any more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for the conservative principles.
Well, the last part of that, I would say, leads me to two. Initially, I would have said more bipartisanship, but again, two with the last part of that comment.
Okay. Which of the following comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden? Number one, Joe Biden's debate performance proves what we knew all along. He has severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself, and after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people. Number two, while I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies, and I'm voting for Donald Trump, I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proves that he is too old and not capable of being president. Or number three, I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November.
Two.
As you may be aware, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been in the news recently. Current property appraiser Kerry Baker qualified as write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of the tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now, in the November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot, and incumbent Kerry Baker will be a write-in candidate. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Number one, this was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser's position from Kerry Baker. Jordan has been censured by the local Republican Party for his actions and is being sued for this. Or two, Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has a right to run for political office. Has Kerry Baker just filed as a Republican and paid the fee? The two of them will have faced off in a primary and Republicans will have decided the election. Baker was trying to pull a fast one and has nobody but himself to blame.
I think it was a dirty trick.
Okay. If you knew the following statements about a candidate were true, will each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for Florida State House? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first is a candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant.
I don't believe that's true. I'm not sure what the options were, but...
Okay, the options are likely or less likely. So, will be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
If a candidate said that, I'd be less likely to vote for him.
Okay. Next, a candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars from a colleague and refusing to pay for items purchased.
Less likely.
Or likely or less likely?
Less likely.
Somewhat or much?
much.
Next, a candidate who is prioritized law and order and has worked for Sheriff Peyton Grinnell and Gary Borders.
I have no opinion on that. Don't know what that's about.
Okay. A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports business hiring illegal immigrants.
Less likely.
Much or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Next, a candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years.
More likely.
Somewhat or much?
Much.
Next, a candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobbyist for the big insurance companies who are responsible for skyrocketing home insurance premiums.
Less likely. A lot less likely.
Next, a candidate who recently became a Republican did not vote for Governor DeSantis in his first campaign and did not support President Trump in the primary.
Probably less likely.
Somewhat or much?
Much.
Next, a candidate who is endorsed by a group that spent hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats.
Much less likely.
Next, a candidate who supports terms limits for members of Congress.
I would very likely vote for that. I believe they should have term limits.
Thank you. Next, a candidate who is a 35-year resident of Lake County and a lifelong conservative Republican.
Very likely to vote for that.
Okay. Next, a candidate who has...
How many more of these you got?
Just like four more of them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Next, a candidate who has served on the Eustis City Commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community.
No opinion on that.
Okay, next, a candidate who had a lien placed on their home and in separate instance was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent.
Less likely to vote for that. You gotta do your obligations.
Somewhat or much less?
Much less.
Next, a candidate who says they are, and I quote, seeking power at the state level so I can return power to you at the local level.
Very likely to vote for them.
Okay, we're almost done. A candidate who supports increasing property taxes by millions of dollars.
Much not likely going to vote for them.
Okay. And last of the list, a candidate who is bankrolling his campaign by spending over $150,000 in an effort to buy a seat in state government.
Less likely to vote for them, much.
Excellent. You will now be asked just a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Somewhat or very conservative?
Very conservative.
What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. Just a moment. Do you consider yourself pro-life or pro-choice on the issue of abortion?
Pro-choice more.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Excellent. Well, that's all the questions I have for you today. Thank you very much for your time, and thank you for your participation. Have a wonderful day.
Okay. All right, bye.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.